What's good? What's good, everybody? We back. It's your boy, Paul Pickett, Triple P Podcast. You know, if you're on YouTube right now, hit that subscribe button in that right-hand bottom corner. Also, you know, if you're on Facebook or Instagram, hit that follow or that like. You can also check out the podcast on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Deezer, iTunes. TuneIn Radio, iHeart, and Slacker, and several other platforms as well. Let me get a little bit of this agua in my system real quick before I get started. This is episode 15, Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. See the name in the background. I'm going to bounce back and forth from NBA to NFL on this one. Well, actually, we're just going to get into NFL first. First thing is like, I'll talk about how the NFL is kind of turning into the NBA with these, star players that are, demanding trades and demanding out. And typically your star player in the NFL is your quarterback, your most important player. I mean, right now we got, you know, I mean, we don't know how true or if it's just rumors, but some of these like Teddy Bridgewater, apparently, you know, he's not happy with what's going on over there at Carolina because Carolina's apparently going after Deshaun Watson after Teddy Bridgewater just signed with Carolina last year. You know, and I mean, all due respect, I think any quarterback who signs a four-year deal with a new team and then the team is, you know, automatically moving off from him the next year, well, they already knew. They knew what Teddy Bridgewater was. They knew he was just like a guy just to stabilize the team. He wasn't going to get you over the hump, you know. So he's got all due respect. He's got a lot of right to be upset. Garoppolo apparently, you know, wouldn't mind being traded to another team because, of course, you know, they're saying that the 49ers, I guess, are going after Watson or somebody else. We know Deshaun Watson wants out. Apparently, he came out recently and just told the coach that, yo, I'm never playing for the Texans again. Russell Wilson, I mean, even though he didn't say he wants out, he basically on, you know, live interview, you know, shared his frustrations with the Seahawks, you know, about keeping him protected. You know, he's got more sacks than anybody for the last however many years, you know, but he's leading in sacks, which shows your offensive line is not doing a job, especially for a guy who like Russell Wilson, who's very good at evading, you know, he's very good at evading defenders and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, the NFL, it's crazy, man. It's turning into the NBA where star players, they're just going to want out. I mean, Jalen Ramsey, he was the star player at Jacksonville. He wanted out. He got out. You know, in Houston, Texas, I understand they're trying to, you know, they're trying to stand firm and stand pat. You know, probably get the best deal for Deshaun Watson. But if you think he's going to play, you know, they're not holding the right cards, if that's what they think, you know. So I don't know, man. It's just the NFL was definitely turning to the NBA. And I definitely don't agree with Deshaun Watson asking out because he just signed. I mean, you knew the Texans were, you know, heading downwards before you signed. You know, so this idea that y'all are going to get y'all's money and just bounce on teams, it's so like dishonest to me, so unloyal. You're not a man of your word. You know, when you sign a contract, you're supposed to be a man of your word. You know, when you back it out 1 year in, I can't ever see you as a man of your word when it comes to any contract. If you're already 1 year in the contract, you're already trying to back out and you sign, you know, a 4 or 5 year, 6 year extension. I mean, you knew this team was going downhill before you signed, you know. So I have no respect for players that 1 year into their contract, they want out. It's so dishonest, so disloyal, and you're not a man of your word. That's why it's so dishonest, because you're not a man of your word. You know, but enough for the one more thing on NFL. Apparently JJ Watt is getting offers up to like 15, 16 million. What teams are making these offers, we really don't know. We do know that JJ Watt's people didn't leak it, that the teams are leaking it, according to a text between JJ Watt and Pat McAfee, you know, basically stating that JJ Watt's people say that we only talk to the teams. So we don't talk to nobody outside of the teams, like meaning reporters and whatnot. So if that info got out, it's basically the team that's making the offer, and they're basically, you know, putting it out there that this is what we offered, you know, which I don't know if that's a good or bad strategy, because then you now you're putting an offer out there for other teams to know that they can ante up their offer. So I don't know how that works, but let's get on to the NBA. First thing I want to talk about, Kyrie wants Kobe to be the new logo. Look, I'll be honest with you, man. As an NBA fan growing up, when Kobe Bryant was alive, he was he was my least favorite superstar of all time. I felt like he was very selfish and it makes players around him better. And I don't feel like he really cared about making players around him better. He just want to win and win at all costs that benefits him. You know, and when he died, I do have to say it impacted me because Kobe Bryant and me were about the same age. And knowing that Kobe was just some months older than me and that he died at the age he did and all that he accomplished, and he has so much more to accomplish in life, I felt like I had not accomplished anything in life, even, you know, with the things that, you know, people in my city probably haven't accomplished, you know, as far as what I do as, you know, running my music promotion company, the people I promoted for through the years, you know, I feel like I've accomplished a lot more than anybody in my city, in my field, but I still haven't accomplished anything. With that said, I mean, if anybody should be the logo, if anybody should be the new logo, it's got to be Michael Jordan, man. And if this is about, you know, if this is for Kyrie, if this is about not having a white guy as the logo, because the NBA is predominantly dominated by African-American, then once again, it has to be Michael Jordan. And I ain't saying that as a Tar Heel fan, as a guy who was born and raised in North Carolina. I'm saying that because, I mean, Michael Jordan is the greatest ever, you know, and there's, you know, there's been other players who have died, you know, so, I mean, we're going to, just because Kobe died, if that's why we're going to give him the logo, I don't know if that's, you know, because who's to say somebody greater might come along and they might die tragically. Do we got to change the logo to them? I mean, if it's about changing it just because you don't want a white man, then it's Jordan. And if it's about putting the best player ever, the greatest player ever, it's Jordan. But the only problem with that is Jordan owns the Jordan logo. And for you to make the Jordan logo as the NBA, it would definitely cost. And, of course, it's going to cost if you do it as Kobe. Because Vanessa Bryant is definitely not letting that happen without getting her, you know, piece of the pie. I guarantee that, you know. I mean, people, I've seen it for years that people just try to profit off of deaths as much as possible, you know. They'll profit off of somebody's death in their name as much as possible. So I know she's not going to do it, just allow it just because, you know, out of the kindness of her heart, just so Kobe could be, she's going to want royalty payouts and this, that, and the third, you know, no doubt about it, you know. I don't care what anybody says on that. She's going to want royalties. But, like, as far as the logo, I mean, I understand where Kyrie's trying to go. I mean, because Kobe Bryant's impact, his death impacted me from a perspective of a person who didn't have a lot of love for Kobe as a player. Because I just respected guys who were less selfish and treated their teammates a lot better, you know, because this idea that, you know, just because you're on a team with a player and if somebody ain't working as hard as you on the team, that they just, you got to dog them out. Right? Everybody ain't trying to win a championship in NBA. Some people are just trying to make it to the NBA just to make it. And some people are doing it just to pay, take care of their family and make money. And everybody's not trying to be great in the NBA. Because if that was the case, everybody had the same work ethic. And they don't. So this idea, and it, any field you work in, you any job you work in, if you're the hardest working person in there, I guarantee 10 times out of 10, you're the hardest working person in there because everybody in there doesn't have the same work ethic. So this idea that everybody should have the same work ethic as you at a job is really bogus because people work for different reasons. Everybody's not trying. Some people just work for a paycheck. So people don't know that, you know, like a person like me, when I was working a regular 9-to-5, I didn't work for a paycheck. I worked to invest into something else, take half of my money and invest into something else. That's why for the last decade almost, I've been self-employed working from home because that's always been my goal. I never worked for a paycheck. I worked to get to the point to work for myself. You know, so but everybody's not working for that. Everybody doesn't have the same goals and ambitions. And the idea that you're supposed to, you know, force these goals and ambitions on people just because you work with them, it's bogus, man. It's bogus, you know. It's their life. If they don't want to be great, they don't have to be great. They don't want to be a champion. They don't have to be. Everybody ain't trying to be a champion and be great just because they're in the NBA and the NFL. Some people, to some people, making it to the NBA or the NFL is great enough for them. That's the success story to them, that they made it, that they're considered one of the greatest athletes in the world. Next, let's get to Celtics struggles. Why do I think Celtics are struggling? Well, first of all, your third wheel is breaking down. Your third wheel is breaking down. Your third wheel is Kemba Walker. He's breaking down. I mean, he's ever since they traded for Kemba Walker, he's just been injury prone. And he's not been the same either because this idea that a player, a star player on the team, is going to go play with two other potential stars and still put up the same numbers, it doesn't work that way. One of the wheels in these three wheels has to score less, has to take a step back. It happened with the Celtics big three with Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen. Ray Allen had to take less shots. But that's fine because Ray Allen was probably more efficient. So he took less shots. He was more efficient. Big three, LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Bosh. Bosh had to take a step back from scoring. Focus more on defense and rebounding. Somebody, one of these guys has to sacrifice more than the rest. Kevin Love, Kyrie, LeBron. Kevin Love had to sacrifice more than the rest. Now look at the same thing with Durant, Kyrie, and James Harden. We should have known it wasn't going to be Kyrie, you know, sacrificing because he didn't sacrifice with Cleveland. And once again, James Harden is the one who has to sacrifice scoring for to get more assists. You know, just to benefit the team and somebody, you know, somebody has to be the main sacrificer, you know, and that's the problem. I mean, Kimba, yeah, he seems like the main sacrificer, but he's also breaking down. And Marcus Smart not being there doesn't help because Marcus Smart would probably be a better third wheel right now and use Kimba as the fourth wheel. But Boston still, this is, people, wake up and smell the Folgers. Boston is still a young team. Their top two stars haven't even been in the league 6 or 7 years yet. I never heard of guys 6 or 7 years in the league too much leading their teams to championships. I mean, Dwayne Wade won the championship with Miami when he was like second year in the league, but everybody else, And I mean, everybody else on that team was 10-year vets. Everybody else was 10-year vets. Shaq, Walker, Posley, Jason Williams, Gary Payton. I mean, the list goes on. Alonzo Mourning. Everybody else was 10-year vets, except, oh, my bad, Udonis Haslam. Of course, he came in with Dwayne Wade, I think. But 10-year vets, you know, like, this idea that a team that's only got 5 years, 6 years experience under their belt is going to win a championship is bogus. It doesn't happen, people. Experience wins in this league. Not young, spry, athletic ability. Experience. All right, next. Let me get to Brandon Ingram. Man, let me take a sip on this, man. Let me sip this water for a second. Let me get Elon Musk on this one. Let me really think about what I'm going to say. Brandon Ingram, did you really say the only player you ever played with on your team, any team that had as much talent as you was Zion? Dude, you done fell, bumped your head. Somebody done kicked you down the stairs and you done fell and bumped your head. I'm not going to blame you because somebody kicked you down the stairs and you done, that's the only, that could be the only excuse. I mean, because I want to throw this bottle of water at this camera right now. I mean, did you really say that? Did you? I mean, you're young. You should have Alzheimer's already. You got Alzheimer's already. Did you already forget that you played with possibly the second greatest player of all time, LeBron James? Did you forget that? I mean, I love Zion. He's highly efficient. But come on, man. I mean, you and Zion ain't even going to make the playoffs. And you try to compare, you try to say he's better than LeBron James? I got to take another sip. I mean, I don't know what you've been drinking, Brandon Ingram. No, screw that. I don't know what you're smoking. But stop smoking it. Because whatever you were smoking will cause you to fall down the steps and bump your head or get kicked down the steps and bump your head. I don't know if you got kicked down, I can't blame you. But if you fell down, I mean, you got to get all the blame. But what did you think of? I mean, Zion can't even facilitate an offense like LeBron. He can't rebound like LeBron. He can't defend like LeBron. He can't shoot like LeBron. I mean, I don't remember Zion being on ESPN games in high school. I mean, he had a lot of YouTube highlights, but stop it. Like Chris Broussard would say. Stop it. I mean, come on, man. Brandon Ingram. I can't even spend no more time. I can't even spend no more time on this. Because, I mean, I don't know what more to say. All right, let's move on. All-Star snubs. My first All-Star snub, I would say, and I'm going to do like they do on the debate shows. If I put a player on, I got to take somebody off. I'm definitely thinking Sabonis over Valanciunas or Virtusis or whatever his name is from Orlando. Valanciunas or regardless, Sabonis, man. Sabonis should have been. I mean, they both balling, but one team is better than the other. And one of the guys is without one of their best scorers in Caris LeVert that they just traded for. And I mean, Sabonis, he's just balling out. And another, like I don't know, like either one of these, Trae Young or Tobias Harris, both of these, I could say both of these are snubs. I'm going to say Trae Young over Tobias Harris, but this is why I say Tobias Harris to prove my point, because the person I would take off for Trae Young would be Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons should be an All-Star this year. I don't care if his team is number one in the East. I mean, this is why I make my point. If anybody should be another, the second All-Star on the Sixers, it should be Tobias Harris. 21 a game and however many rebounds and assists. He's putting up way better numbers than Ben Simmons. And at this point, like, Ben Simmons is starting to become very disappointing. I mean, his numbers are getting no better. His numbers actually declined. You know, Ben Simmons should be averaging like 19, 10, and 10 right now, you know, but he's not. So I would say Trae Young or Tobias Harris over Ben Simmons, and definitely Tobias over Ben if you pick another Sixer. And Trae Young's put up 26 a game. All right, another All-Star snub, West. It's only one to me, and I don't know who I would take off to replace him, because he's probably going to be an All-Star anyway since Anthony Davis hurt, and that's Devin Booker. And I don't know if that I would take Chris Paul off of Devin Booker, even though Devin Booker's putting up the numbers he's putting. Phoenix Suns ain't winning like they winning without Chris Paul, plain and simple. Let me say that again. As a fellow North Carolinian, Phoenix Suns ain't winning without Chris Paul. They're not fourth in the West without Chris Paul. Everywhere he goes. I mean, look what he did for the Thunder last year. The Thunder had zero All-Stars past Chris Paul. Look what he did with Gallinari, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Dennis Schroeder, who's now at my Lakers. I mean, look what he did. They made the playoffs. I mean, Chris Paul, everywhere he goes, he's a stabilizing factor. He gets you into the playoffs. It's just that none of these teams have ever really legitimately put enough around him. I mean, Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan, man, get the hell out of here. You see what Blake Griffin's, where he's at now in his career. He's done. I mean, he's done. There's no team that wants Blake Griffin. He might as well retire. He's done. It's over with. Anthony Edwards, dunk. Let me get it at. I mean, it was Jordan-like. I'm definitely thinking Anthony Edwards should have been the number two pick to the Warriors, because LaMelo Ball should have been number one to the T-Wolves. But I want to thank the T-Wolves for being the worst team in sports right now, worst franchise team in sports right now. I want to thank y'all for letting LaMelo Ball fall in the laps of the Charlotte Hornets. Y'all apparently wasn't smart enough to evaluate talent. You know, I guess you got caught up in the LaVar Ball hype or whatever. You didn't want that attached, but it's going great over the Hornets. We ain't dealing with LaVar. And I'm pretty sure LaVar, what can LaVar say? We ain't holding the sun back. That's all he ever complains about. Teams holding his son back. We ain't holding his son back. He's starting. Ever since Terry Rozier went down, he started. I knew he wasn't coming out of that start position. I mean, he's putting up 20-pointers every other game. You know, he's averaging 15, 6, and 6. Clearly the runaway rookie of the year, man. So I want to thank the Timberwolves, who will be picking number one again probably next year. You know, that's how pathetic they are. They're going to be picking number one again next year. But I will say Anthony Edwards definitely – seems like he is the second best so far. He's got his athletic ability is amazing. I mean, but he's got to work on that jumper, and he's got to be more aggressive. While we were talking about him, you know, I can't hold up. You know, matter of fact, before we get into this, let me stop for a second. Y'all hit that subscribe button in that right hand corner if you're on YouTube. If you're on Facebook and you're watching this, hit the like on the Facebook page. You're on Instagram, on Instagram TV, hit the follow. Don't forget, this podcast will be on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Slacker, and a bunch of other places. You can Google the Paul Pickett Podcast. You see the name behind me in cursive. Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. So hit that subscribe button. Hit the follow. Don't forget, I'm trying to drop these every Wednesday. Sometimes I don't get to because I have a music promo company and I have a fashion apparel that I'm trying to get popping as well. I'm a man of many hats. All right. You know, I can't end any podcast. I mean, I got to talk about LaMelo Ball, the Hornets. I mean, we might make the playoffs this year. I mean, you know what? You know why the Boston Celtics are struggling, matter of fact? Why I'm talking about LaMelo Ball? Because we got Gordon Hayward. We got Gordon Hayward. That's who they need. They need Gordon Hayward right now. Because Gordon Hayward is, I mean, he's been great for us. He's been great for us. Great leader. You know, if we get to the playoffs, it's because of LaMelo Ball and Gordon Hayward. And Terry Rozier, man. Terry Rozier is balling out. I mean, Jordan is looking like a genius from moving off of Kemba Walker and saving us some money. Because Terry Rozier is having a way better year than Kemba Walker. Way better year than Kemba Walker. Terry Rozier's hit game winners, put up 40-point games. Kemba Walker can't even stay on the floor. So Jordan is finally looking like I don't even know if it's Jordan. It might be Mitch Kupchak, who was a former Tar Heel. You know, I don't know who it is, but whoever decided, yeah, we need to just go ahead and make this trade for Terry Rozier, pay him less money, and move on from Kemba. It worked. It was genius. And then now we got LaMelo, who seems like who's going to be a great player in this league, probably the best player we've drafted since, you know, Mourning and Johnson. And then we got the best free agent signing we've ever had, ever, man, in Gordon Hayward. I mean, we've never, you know, I said it before. It was Al Jefferson was the best free agent we ever had signed from the Jazz. And when we got him, his knees were starting to go out, you know. So, but he gave us a couple good years, you know. But we've never had any big free agent signings. And, you know, a lot of why Gordon Hayward came to Charlotte is because he still wanted to prove that he had a lot to offer to this league. And he felt like he probably deserved the money still. I mean, Gordon Hayward came back from an awful injury. Awful injury, man. I mean, you know, he's like the Alex Smith of the NBA, man. You know, I remember watching that game when he just goes up and like a dunk or whatever, he lands and that's it. As soon as he lands, it was like, you know, it was a wrap for a season, you know. So he's like the Alex Smith of that. NBA. I mean, he came back from a very gruesome injury. He's balling out, proving, you know, that he still deserved his money and his years. And Boston, Boston should have signed him instead of Tristan Thompson. You know, they should have signed him instead of Tristan Thompson, definitely. I mean, I love Tristan because I'm a LeBron fan and he played for Cavs. And he was a great, you know, guy for that championship team, you know, 4 years straight. But you know, it's not even starting. It's not even starting, you know. So, I don't know, man. Yeah, so, like, yeah, that's my rundown, man. You know, Kyrie logo wants Kobe be the logo. I mean, I would be upset with it. But it doesn't, you know, to me, it doesn't make all that much sense. If we, I mean, because I honestly feel like I'm throwing out there. I really feel like Kyrie's reason that isn't that he wants Kobe as a logo, not just because he was good friends with Kobe and just because he died. I mean, I think he really doesn't want a white guy as the logo no more. I think that's a big, you know, driving force. And I don't have an issue with that. I mean, even though a white guy invented basketball, it's predominantly dominated by African Americans. I mean, it's, you know, it's a sport dominated by them, you know, and if they feel like they want a blacker face to represent the logo, I have no problem with that, you know. But I have a problem with the, like, just, you know, when you hire, I don't care. I just feel like Kyrie's are part of the reason why he wants this logo changes because he doesn't want a white face. And, you know, the fact that you just won't come out and say it just really, it's like, it's, I don't know the word, man. I don't know the word for it, but it's just not cool. It's just be honest about it. You know, it's dishonest to me, you know, because I mean, if it's just all about the logo not being a white face, then it's Michael Jeffrey Jordan, baby. You know, and, I mean, and trust me, I got a right behind this Paul Pickett podcast, I have a black face up on my wall. Jimi Hendrix, the great Jimi Hendrix, the inventor of heavy metal, because this is technically was my music room, you know, for my music office, you know. So, like, yeah. So I got a black face up on my wall, Jimi Hendrix, you know. Because I can hear Jimmy. I hear Jimmy, you know. But, yeah, that's just pretty much how I feel. Like, Kyrie, it's not all about that you just want Kobe being the logo because he passed away. A big part of this is that you don't feel like, or you don't want a white face represented as the logo. And I'm cool with that. Just come out and say that. Just don't hide that fact. Because I really feel like that's just part of the motive, you know. But, yeah, that's the rundown, man. And, you know, All-Star Stubbs, Brandon Ingram. I mean, what was you thinking? Stop smoking whatever you smoking. Drink whatever you're drinking. Try not to trip and fall down the stairs again and hit your head so you won't say dumb stuff like this anymore. Celtic struggles, definitely, you know. I don't know, man. Much more to talk about, man. I mean, no, one more thing before I get out. Let's talk about the Nuggets. That Nuggets play. They had a play where at the end of the game where Jamal Murray, last second, dribbles the ball to the three-pointer and makes a bad pass to one of these guys that's standing over three-pointer. You got Michael Porter Jr., at the corner wing, you got another player behind the three at the, you know, when the line starts to curve around. Then you got one at the top, a little bit more at the top. Like, and none of these fools are running to the basket. This is what three-pointing has done to the game. It's made it where these guys don't even know how to play basketball properly no more. They don't even know how to win a basketball game no more properly. This idea that you're supposed to win every basketball game with a three-pointer, it's bogus. It's stupid. It's retarded. It's insane. And you see what the three-pointer has done for the league. These freaking idiots just stand there. And even Jamal Murray, you know, if you're going to pass somebody to take a three, you might as well took the three yourself, you know. And it was a terrible pass. And then he should have drove to the basket. Somebody should have... There was three guys. Any one of them could have cut to the lane, wide open layup, man. I mean, what are we talking about here? Have we literally forgot how to play basketball? I mean, y'all can sit there and talk about, you know, news analysts, sports debater guys. Like, we don't know basketball, but we watch it. And we see, we all agree that y'all don't know basketball anymore when you're doing stuff like that. Like, why are we the ones that could point it out and realize what y'all did is dumb? The guys that never played, I never played for a basketball team, rec ball, but I never played for no high school, you know what I'm saying? But I'm smart enough to know that, like, come on, man, that was the dumbest sequence all year long. Three guys standing in front, you got four guys behind the three-point line, and you only need 1 point to win. What's wrong with the two? I mean, what's wrong? What's wrong with it too? You know, I mean, like, is this really what the league has gone to? That every shot is just going to be a three-pointer now? I mean, trust me. Like, because you got to change the name of it. It can't be basketball no more. It's got to be three-point ball or something. Like, we're literally just going to take out all the fundamentals of basketball just to cater to the three-point, which is not exciting to me at all, like a dunk. It's nowhere near exciting as a dunk. It just isn't. But yeah, man. So hit that subscribe button, right hand corner. Once again, this is Triple P, the Paul Pickett Podcast. Check in every Wednesday. If not, you know, I'll get in by Friday, Saturday. You know, once again, we got other business to run, but we try to we do get one drop every week. You know, to try to hit you with, you know, what's went through the week. And pretty soon we're going to start talking about more sports as well. You know, but my main knowledge goes to football and basketball because that's the main two things I really care about. I'm not really a big baseball fan. I've been to a Angels and Mariners game when I was a kid, and it was just the most boringest thing I've ever been to. No wonder they have a seventh inning stretch. All right, but hit that subscribe button. Once again, my name is Paul Pickett, Triple P. Paul Pickett Podcast. Want to thank y'all for tuning in.